Hi there, KJ. Thank you so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then because the business itself is very new, she did want me to apply that new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Happy Thursday to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm surviving.
Yeah. Well, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, and I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking at your website right now, and I'm sure, KJ, that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result mm-hmm. that pops up. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, especially being that Bluestone is a young company, that's the power of this listing. People won't need to already know the name of your company, but they'll certainly find your business and see your website when they're looking for any of the services that you provide. If they're going on Google, going on Bing, if they're on their smartphone, their computer, or any device that accesses the internet, if they're looking for a safety cover or pool renovation, leak detection, liner replacement, if they type in any of those keywords or any variations of those keywords, your business will be one of those options. Of course, that means people will call you. You won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search. I'm sure you're aware of that. And not everyone will call you, but I think that's okay. I think it's actually a good thing, KJ. You won't just get a bunch of random phone calls from people who don't really know what they're looking for. They're looking for estimates or the cheapest guy. You will, though, get calls from someone who will have seen your website first. You know, by the time they decide to call you, it's because they know you do exactly what they're looking for. They're hoping you answer the phone, that you're available to do the job. It's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. And unlike a lead-based service where you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not, with this, the calls come directly to you. So it's someone essentially choosing you over your competitors. And like I said, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it would be the same flat rate. We can easily cover that 25-mile radius. We don't just draw a big circle around you. We'll be able to target big cities and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. You do qualify for a reduced rate, being that the business is young, and that new in business rate, KJ, it is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's not, though, an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's actually more of like an assistance program, if you will, just to make it more affordable for younger businesses, because we know that while there are no long-term contracts, it's actually month-to-month, we do find that our clients tend to keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. So as long as you stay with us, that reduced pricing stays with you. Your success is our success, and you'd be looking at a flat rate on a month-to-month basis of exactly $299.00. It would bill once a month for $299, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees, of course, and now, you will get a detailed reporting and tracking system. Of course, you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. I'm sure you do have questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it's designed to get calls going directly to you, is that something you might want for your business at this point?
Yeah, I mean, when do we start to, or what's the projection on where you typically start to get calls.
Is it something you have to build
for months and months and see how
I know that, you know, some similar providers will tell you, you know, it takes 3 or 6 months. They might even try to lock you into a contract and things like that. We've been doing this since 2004, so we will, of course, celebrate our 20th anniversary a little later on this year. We're part of Google's partnership program, so we do get our training and our updates directly from Google. And there are a lot of different things that we would be doing here. It's not just Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. There would even be paid Facebook ads included so that we can target your service area and get your phone ringing quickly. Now, we're told to say 7 to 10 business days for those ads. Usually it's 7 days or less in my experience. So it does happen quickly. It is, of course, a month-to-month service, so we do fully expect you to see the return on investment even in that first month. And, of course, after that, it's even better because everything's already in place.
Okay.
And then, like I said, that detailed reporting and tracking system shows you where your work's coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, and of course you'll be able to see all the work that we'll be doing to put you and keep you on that first page. Now, you do have that website, and I like the look of it. I mean, to be quite honest with you, for a young business to already have, you know, a nice professional website up and running, I think you're already ahead of the game. Unfortunately, the one thing about a website, although it is a fantastic conversion tool and it really does give the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone to call you, of course, it only does work when people see it. And since most consumers rarely, if ever, go past the first page when they're doing this type of search, most websites are not ever seen by their intended audience. They end up being kind of like a digital business card. You have to tell people the name of your website for them to find it. So, of course, we'll change that. We'll make it easy for people to find that website. Now, because you have a website, and also one other thing that Tara attached here was an Angie Leads home advisor powered by Angie. I'm familiar with that service from speaking with other business owners. That's a lead-based service, right? You pay for the lead whether you get the job or not. Is that a service you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
We just signed up for it.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, and they do a good job, like, with the qualification. I've talked to other places
that just
had a general category where they had very specific categories and
criteria
to qualify the lead. So it seemed like it'll be a better qualified lead.
I hope they also
provided the numbers. But, yeah, I'm not – but we'll see.
If we don't get
anything good, then – yeah.
Right. And the reason that I even bring it up is there's a promo code in our system. Man, this drop-down box is so full of stuff. Oh, there it is. There's a promo code in our system here that I'm going to apply here. It's not specifically for Angie's, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. And that's why I was asking if that is active. I'm going to apply that. You do also already have a website, too. Normally, there's a setup fee involved here just to help us cover the cost of, you know, getting everything started. But because it is a young company, I want to make it affordable for you. You already have a website, so although there is still a lot that we'd have to do, we don't have to build out that website. And then with you just getting started with that, Angie's, I wanted to go ahead and waive the entire setup fee to make it even more affordable for you. Now, obviously with Angie's, you're either going to love it, hate it, or more likely somewhere in between. Whether you end up continuing to use that service or not, this is just another way for you to get phone calls. They're completely different. Of course, with that, you don't actually get phone calls. You get leads that go out to your competitors, and you have to follow up with those leads. One thing I would tell you is what my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it is the one that you have or something like Thumbtack, Networks, CraftJack. I think most of my clients, and in fact, most business owners, prefer to get calls directly to them versus paying for leads and being in a bidding war with their competition. What a lot of my clients find they're able to do once we get their phone ringing is they scale back on those leads. Even the ones that have experience and success with their lead-based service are more than happy to keep their leads paused more often or cap their leads at a lower amount. A lot of my clients actually do shut their lead service off altogether and let their phone ring. About 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the businesses that are on the first page. Of course, it varies, but only just a little bit, depending on the industry and the area. So once we get you on that first page, put the power of Google and Bing to work directly for you, get that website in front of more eyes, I think you'll be really successful with this. Now, once we get your phone ringing, the phone number that you would want us to call, I mean, obviously, this is a good number for your customers to call. It's one of the numbers on your website. Is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on that number?
Yeah. It's a
perfect
smartphone.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it kind of has to be these days. But the reason I ask is when when we get you listed on that first page, your customers will have the click to call feature. So they'll just click and call you. What we do use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records. Do you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you regarding your account? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Always text.
Always text. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put text preferred. That's actually Twitter. The most... Oh, go ahead.
How many times every, it seems like most calls that you don't have identified as contacts are usually
yes.
just telemarketing calls, so it's hard to answer the phone.
It's hard to know. Yeah. Actually, and I agree for myself, and usually service-based businesses, when I ask them that question, they say text is always preferred. I mean, especially since you're out in the field, you're doing a lot of things, you don't always even have time to answer the phone, and like you said, you don't always know if it's a phone call you want to take or not, but with at least a text message at a glance, you can see what it's all about. But that does bring me to my next question, and I did see an address on that Andrew's profile, but correct me if I'm wrong, the business is 100% service-based, meaning that you go out to the customer, right? There's nobody that ever does come to you. There's not a physical address, brick-and-mortar, showroom, or location you would want us to promote for the business?
Yeah, not yet, no.
That's okay. And if that ever changes, let us know. But to be honest with you, Google fully expects service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home, you know? Even if you had an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept all your equipment, if customers don't come to you, Google won't list a physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you might be out in the field. The Angie's, though, has 4108 South Mountain Drive. Is that your residence?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. We definitely don't want to list that address. In fact, Google won't even list your zip code. You'll just be listed Raleigh. And then, of course, with the content that we'll create, and we'll talk to you in detail about the different places you want to be found within or even outside that 25-mile radius. And then I did see on the website bluestone@poolandstone.com. That's a good email address
yeah.
for you? Okay, perfect.
It
KJ, Tara never did get your last name.
Jensen.
Okay. And then, KJ, if this is something that you did want to do, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule that follow-up call, that deep dive, so to speak. No pun intended with you being in the pool industry, but we do kind of talk to you more in depth about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. Of course, you don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then, Ms. Jensen, the other thing that I would be required to do, because we are a Google partner, we do need to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's that fixed flat rate, that reduced rate, in this case $2.99, no setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. KJ, I am required to read it before I could even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me just a quick second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Ms. Jensen, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Bluestone Pool Solutions.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. And then, KJ, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Karen Jensen, owner.
Okay. And then as the owner of Bluestone Pool Solutions, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, KJ, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which for us is 48 hours or less, to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Ms. Jensen, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And KJ, as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie leads, and again, there's no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for Bluestone, we certainly wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll always make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're definitely not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you shouldn't need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, KJ, we ask that you at least let us know so we'll make sure that all of that information is accurate. Ms. Jensen, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for the business since no one comes to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, with the setup fee waived, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which again will waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 21st of March, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. Ms. Jensen, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads will also be included at no additional cost. And it is a month-to-month service. So when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And again, that rate will never go up on you. Being that it is month-to-month, completely at will and no contract, of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause the service too, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Karen, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would, in fact, contact our support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Ms. Jensen, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. KJ, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that initial payment of just $299, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you?
Discover?
Discover card. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name.
And is it Karen Jensen on the card, or is there a middle initial too?
Yes. Karen Jensen.
Okay. And then you said it was a Discover card. That should start with a 6. All Discover cards do. Ms. Jensen, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
I just need to find my wallet. Just a minute.
No problem. While you're finding your wallet, let me ask you real quick, because I noticed your Facebook page has the other number on the website, the 706-9273. Is that the preferred number for the business, or does it not matter?
Yes. I think we would like to change it to that.
To that one? Okay.
Yeah, that should be the primary, and then mine would be the backup.
Okay, but the number that we're speaking on right now, this is kind of the best number for us to reach you, though. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'll change the business number to the 919-706-9273 as the primary number for the business. We'll keep the 2965 number as the best number for us to reach you.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, for that Discover card, does it bill to that residential address, the 4108 South Mountain Drive? It's 27603.
Yes.
Okay. If you are ready, you can go ahead and read that card 4 digits at a time. I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
6011-0120.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
5064.
All right.
8103.
And then the expiration month and year?
627.
06 of 2027, and the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
112.
112. You said 112, so 112 on the back, June or 06 of 2027 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 6011-0120-5064-8103?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But, Ms. Jensen, if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, that sounds fine.
All right. That toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. Karen, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that day or the next business day if they receive the email after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification will, in fact, be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Now, when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like we are booked out at 6 o'clock, but there is still a spot available at 5 o'clock if that does work for you.
I actually have a call at 5. For work.
We can do tomorrow. First available would be 10 Eastern. Last one available 6 p.m. Looks
10,
like there's
10
a,
is good.
10,
10
okay.
Is, 10 Eastern is good.
We'll do it at 10. It's going to be scheduled from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 10. And in about a minute or so here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really just more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. There's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. And let's see, did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I did get it.
Okay, let's see what our system sent. Because our emails get sent in bulk every couple of minutes. So sometimes they get separated, but in this case, it looks like you received all of them. One is the welcome email with the information that I've already given you. In fact, I think it's somewhere on most emails you can see our client support phone number and the email address. You did also receive another one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. I'll get to that one in a second. The one that I want you to open up is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open up that one, it says something like, "Hello, Karen. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below." Then it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. The blue click here is hyperlinked, and if you click on it, it's going to take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing here for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here. I know that your time is valuable. Although Google is going to be our main focus, it's pretty much everyone's main focus, we will mirror the content on Bing because it's about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. Most of them are doing that search on their smartphone. Still a lot of people, especially in your service area. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities too. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook. It's everything necessary to get you on that first page. You already have a great website, so we're not going to build one for you. But we could if every, you know, your website was down for an extended period of time or anything like that. It only takes us about 5 or 7 business days to build you a Google compliant website. It would be included in your package if you wanted to have us do that at any point in time. We will do the Facebook ads for you, etc. Like I said, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but you'll see a long line that goes across it with the 2965 number populating beneath it. There's a couple of boxes just below that. We would want you to click on both of those boxes. One is that you agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. The other one says, "I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card." Of course, we would want you to click on that box as well. You'll see a longer box below that. One has an arrow pointing towards it, but it says sign. If you click on that first box, that's where you would type in or copy and paste your name. If you're typing it, it is case sensitive, so the K and the J would be capitalized. If you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. Then a couple of boxes over, there's an orangish box that says confirm signature. Please do click on that box. That does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, that we reduced the cost of the service, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason that you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, so it's asking you to log in. Neither of which is really true at this point. We do need to do your client interview first for us to create the content for there to be something to track, but within the next day or so after your client interview tomorrow, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change the password at any time once you access your account. Some people never change it, and that's fine too. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. Like I said, it says Local Splash CING. Oh, it is populating your username, then your name and your phone number. I can give you that username now. It cannot be changed, but luckily it is easy for you to remember. It's the phone number, the 2965 number. The area code is included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So your username is and will always be 919-714-2965. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your username or your phone number. That makes it easy for us, they're basically the same thing, but it makes it easy for us to access that information and send it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything to that support email. The other email that you have already gotten is the one that says action needed for your Google verification pictures needed. If you click on that one and open it up, you can do it now or later. There's a link that would allow you to kind of facilitate the process of getting any of those photos to us. Now, Google recently, and by that I mean about 6 months ago, made the process of getting businesses PIN verified a little bit more comprehensive, and it's all by design. Google wants to make sure that any business online is in fact an active business. So any of those photos that you can send our way, any tools or equipment, the work vehicle, any business card if you have one. I know there's not a physical workplace, but usually what they're okay with is, you know, like a picture of the work vehicle in front of your home where it is parked when you're not using it. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Yeah. We have a business license. And okay. It is insured. It's pool service is not a licensed trade.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And like I said, that's just kind of the list that gets auto-generated. It is always a little bit case-specific depending on the area and the industry. That's why, like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you can send our way would definitely help. The other thing I wanted to do real quick here, and then I'll get you off the phone, is just to add another layer of security, a little layer of protection for your business account, just a question and an answer. So anyone who calls us moving forward and tells us that they're with Bluestone Pool Solutions, even if it's UKJ and we recognize your voice, we might from time to time ask you to verify the security answer, and then even more important, anyone calling you moving forward, if they identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question unprompted. If they can't provide that information for you within 30 seconds, just politely let them go. If they're calling you and asking you for more money for your Google listing, just please let them go. Like I said, the voice verification has already been attached to your account. It is for your protection. It clearly states that it's exactly $299. It bills only on the 21st. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet's name. And then what is the answer?
Spot.
Spot? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have to type it in twice. But you're all set and squared away there. So if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to give you that follow-up call tomorrow in the 10 o'clock hour, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician before handing it over to them, answer any questions you might have. I may already be on another call, but they'll call you either way. They do take very good care of you. And I do hope that I will be able to speak with you briefly and say a quick hello. But whether I am or not, I wanted to take this opportunity to say, first of all, I appreciate your kindness and your patience in taking this phone call. I did want to say welcome aboard. We're excited to get that great-looking website out there and get your phone ringing and earn your business just one month at a time.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You do prefer KJ, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just I'll put that in the notes. I'll put that in the notes as well, right? Even though it's Karen Jensen on everything that we sent out, we'll put it in the notes so that you do prefer KJ. So we'll address you as that when we reach out to you, and we'll do that again first tomorrow. Real pleasure speaking with you, though. You've been nice to speak with, and it's been kind of a long week,
Thanks.
Even though it's only Thursday. It's nice to speak with someone who's kind and patient and good-humored. And I think I definitely have appreciated your time, and I think you've been respectful of mine as well, and I appreciate that. I don't get that on every phone call, so it's always refreshing.
Sure thing. Thank you.
Pleasure. Real
have
pleasure.
Have a good evening.
You take care. You too. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.